We do thank God for all of our blessings, and we continue to thank you all for supporting this little church and keeping its doors open and making us visible to the community. And I hope and pray that somewhere along the line, this little community will have a revival, a renewed spirit, and this church again will become full, because people, as I love that song, people need the Lord. And we're anxious to get them to know the Lord better. One of the reasons that I wanted to do the Holy Spirit School is that we can learn more about God and God's love for us, that God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he hasn't. Although we look into the world today, there's a lot of challenges out there on many fronts. So parents got challenges, governments got challenges, we individually got challenges. Sickness, disease, and all of that is, why are we here? We're here for a reason and a purpose, and that's to encourage one another. And that's what we'll do in the next few days, encourage the White family and love them and care for them and let them know that, because it comes suddenly. I knew Patsy was dealing with some things. In fact, I planned on visiting her today after lunch. And when I got word that it happened a lot quicker than hospice or anybody else thought it would happen. So just continue to pray for Donnie and Amanda. But we thank God. That's why we're grateful for your tithes, your gifts, your offerings, and the gifts of service, and how much we miss Phil and Betty, especially Phil. When he was gone. But we struggled through it. Yeah. But thank you, Phil, for all you do.
And right now, I'm struggling through Betty not being here.
Yeah. All right. Well, join me in the doxology. Stand with me if you would.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him.